We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Gimel Amabez, and we are starting 10 lines from the top. The first word of the Lord is the Chevim Mechaya. Torah Rabbanon. Going back to the kings, Menashe. Torah Rabbanon, Menashe Hayeshoina, Chamishim V'Chamishim Panim Matoris Kahanim. He had 55 Pshatim in Toris Kahanim, in Sefer Vayikra. Keneged Shnei Machusei. Keneged is the years of his Malchus. Achav had 85 pshatim. Yeravam may have 103 pshatim. So it means these three melachim who don't have a chelik or abba were really big to me the chum. And like the Mashal explains, teaching us to don't think that these three melachim, they lost their abba because the chesaron yediyah, they didn't know how to learn, they didn't know what Hashem was. They were used to meet the chamim, and they knew what they were doing, and therefore they get much bigger punishment for their avarice because they knew they weren't pshat they were to meet the chamim. And it's even more. The Mashal says that the thing they said, the pshatim were in Taras Kadam was a safe vehicle, which are kabanas. And instead of bringing kabanas to Hashem, they brought kabanas to Avodah Zarah. So that's what the Gemara means. I'll read you the Mashal. It says Ashminon the ain la elu gimel malachim chelik la haba sharei yodu ribayinam shapir. They knew well. V'noka teres kahanim shehi klal avoida shiskarv l'shma yisbarach aydeh kabanas v'im roch v'atzma menu yisbarach v'aruchu l'karv l'avodah zarah. They went away and they went the opposite way to avodah zarah. Tanya Armei Omer Avshalom ein l'chelik l'anba. Avshalom also does not have chelik l'anba. Shenem is in the pasuk v'yaku es Avshalom. They hit Avshalom. And then it says Vayimisu, and they killed him. And the truth is, you don't need Vayimisu, because it's clearly that hitting killed him, because the next passage they buried him. So therefore, Darshan Yaakov Be'amazeh Vayimisu V'Lamba. Yaakov is Be'amazeh Vayimisu means he doesn't have a chelik l'Rabba. Tanya Rav Shimon Loza Imer, Mishra Meya, Ochoz V'Achazia. Those are two of the kings of Yehuda. The rest of them were fine, were not mamish fine, but the rest of them did not lose their l'Rabba. So you have Ochoz and Achazia of Malach Yehuda, v'chol Malach Yisrael, and all the Malach Yisrael, besides for Yehu, shekosav v'hem, v'yasar Rabbeinu Hashem, lo'ichayim, they have no oil ma'bob, v'loy nedoinim, they don't get a lot of Gehenim either. And the reason is, since they ruled over Klal Yisrael, and were mative to Klal Yisrael, and won wars for Klal Yisrael, therefore, they get that, they don't get Gehenim, but they don't get Gehenim either, they don't get oil ma'bob either, because they were big Rishon. And the only one of Malach Yisrael who did get was Yehu, who was the grandson of Achav, who killed out the whole family of Achav and killed via Abel. He was considered a tzaddik. In the pasuk it says that about Menashe, the terrible riches of Menashe, it says v'gam dam noki shofach Menashe harbe ma'od ad ashamile Yerushalayim pelepe. Until he filled Yerushalayim pelepe. Pasuk tzad means from door to door. Levad mechatos hashichli es Yehuda lasa Rabbi Ne'ashem. So what does it mean pelepe? What does that mean? So the Gemara, Hocha Targimoi, Shahorag, Yeshaya, that they killed Yeshaya. And Loshem Peh means that this is the neshama of the tzaddik who was like, it was like, it filled up the whole Yerushalayim. And killing Menashe was like killing Yeshaya was like killing the whole all the people of Yerushalayim. That's one pshat, or it means that he killed Harbe Moid, Achamil Shayim Pelapah, means Yeshaya. That is one pshat. He made a Avodah Zarah that the weight was for 1,000 people, and every day he had, let's say, 100 people carrying it, and it collapsed on top of them and killed them. Rashi says that it fell on them and killed them. That's what he used to do every day. That was part of the way of serving this Avodah Zarah, by carrying the Avodah Zarah and then dropping on them. So Kman Ozla, who is the next member going like? That it's equal, the neshama of one tzaddik is equal to the whole world. We see in that pasuk that it was equal to the whole Yerushalayim, is considered very big. That's like Mandiyomo says, that he killed Yeshaya. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, Pesel, v'ksiv psilim. It says that he made a Pesel, let's talk about Menashe, he made a Pesel and he put it in the Beis HaMikdash. And then it says another pasuk, psilim. So is it one pesel or psilim? Or Rabbi Yechon, b'tchila osloi parts of echod, and he placed it in the heichal. He made one face. V'lo psoif osloi arba patsufim k'dei sh'tir ha'shchina v'tichos kaviyachol, that anywhere the shchina walks in, he should see in every single direction, see the face of the Avodah Zarah, and therefore he made it in four different sides. This is what Menashe did. Ochoz, who was Chizkiyahu's father, Menashe's grandfather, hemidu ba'aliyah, shenemar v'esamizbechois asher al-agag aliyahs Ochoz. He started off putting it on the roof, on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash. Menashe, Hamidu v'heichel. Menashe went a step further. He put it in the heichel. Shnei ma v'yosim es pesel asher she also v'vayis asher omar Hashem al David al shloim vam v'noi v'bayis der v'shloim asher v'charti mekol shifti yisho osim es shmila oilom. And in this space of Mikdash, that's where he put this Varizara. Omoin went even further. Omoin was after Menashe. Omoin was Menashe's son, I think. Yeah, Omoin was Menashe's son. He went even further. And he did, in Chlish Lebeis Kodesh HaKadoshim, he put the Vezer in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. How do we know? Shanaim is in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ki kotzar hamatzo mistareya. Matzo means like a bed. Vahamasecho tzora kiskanes. And the masecho was a tzora. And we darsh like this. Ma'ki kotzar matzo mistareya. Omar v'shmur v'achmein omar v'yesen. Ki kotzar matzo zeh. This bed is too small, mostar lir shnereim, ke'echod, to have on it two friends together. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, if you have Ayuzar here, I'm leaving. And the Shekhinah left. Ma'iva ha'masecha tzara, Om Rav Shubhan Rachmeini, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Kamati lahai kra, Rabbi Yechon got to this pasuk, have a kabach, he used to cry, Mish kasa boy, koineis, kaneid me'ayom. The one who says by Hashem, by the Kriyas Yamsov, gathered the yam like a wall, and made it like a wall, and tasaloi, masecha tzara, and Masecha should become a tzara to him. So that's the attached to the pasuk. Vamasecha tzara kiskanes. Kiskanes is going on. So Kodesh Baruch Hu was koines kerei kayom. Masecha a metal of Ezara tzara became a tzara to him. Kaviyachol. That's what happened, and that's the pasuk teaching us that it became a tzara went into Kodesh HaKadoshim. Achaz, now going back to Achaz. Achaz bata asava. You don't learn this on Ramanal if you dash in the pasuk and mishle like that. And he closed up the Torah. Shneimer says in the pasuk, "Tzur tuuda chasayim Torah beloimdi." So tzur tuuda means he tied up the avoda, which is called tuuda, lashon edus, because the avoda is the edus that Kodesh Baruch Hu is mashish chinasa be'as. So tzur tuuda, this is Mashal explains like that. Tzur tuuda chasayim Torah beloimdi, and he also closed the Torah. Menashe kodar es askaris, he carved out the askaris of the Shem. In the Sefer Torah, v'haras es mizbeach, and he destroyed the mizbeach. Omoin sarf es haTorah, went further, burnt the Torah. So we have different levels: chasam es haTorah, then kodas askaros, and then sarf es haTorah. And the mizbeach, first step was batas avoda. Menashe was destroyed the mizbeach, and Omoin hello shemam es haMizbeach. It was so deserted and desolate that cobwebs grew over the mizbeach. Achaz hit there is erva. He was mata erva. Menashe baal achoisoi, and Omoin even worse baal imoi. Shneim it's in the pasuk yehu Omoin harbe ashma. He had a lot of asham and did terrible things. That's what it sounds like. Yeah, baal imoi. We'll see a gemara in a second about Yaakov also. Rabbi Yechon Rav Loza charama sora shashara fesa tayra. V'charamar shabal imoi. When it says harbe ashma, it's machlokes really. One says sora fesa tayra. And the other one says it's referring to what he did. Both are true. Baal imay. Amar le imay klum yesh lecha ana mimakom shatzmenu. So his mother said to him, "Do you have a na from such a thing?" So amar le, because there's no desire for such a znus. Amar le klum ani oisa alahakas asbayri. You're right. No, I know. I'm just doing this to make my Kodesh Baruch angry. Kaviyachol. Ki yase yake mama kamay le yadi la guze klum. They didn't even know how to make Hashem angry. Kaviyachol. Onu tzrichim elo ayra. What he said was a big apikaris. He says, "Onu tzrichim ayra. Do we need Hashem's son? Yes, or zav barvayim. We have very good gold that's very light, and that can help. We don't need it. We don't need Hashem's son. Shalom v'shtam shibayi. Yitul arulam. Take his son. Now we have our own light. Onu loy v'like kesdav shloyu. Isn't all the kesdav belong to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Shnei meliyah kesliyah zav. No Hashem tzvakas. Onu lahem." Kvar nosta lon, we gave it to us. Shadam Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem Va'ores Nosam Riyadam Pasuk and Hala, which we say today actually. Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem Va'ores Nosam Riyadam. He said it was given to us already. Omle Ravel Rabba Mori. Pimalo Modu es Yakum. Why don't we count your Yakum in the ones Donam Chelik on Abba? Luchari, it sounds like he doesn't deserve Chelik on Abba. So the Gemara, I don't know. Mishum dechsib. The pasuk says, first we read the pasuk about him, and then we'll see. The Gemara doesn't say he doesn't know why he's not listed, or why maybe he has it on the bar. Mishum dechsib. It says in the pasuk about Yoyakim. The pasuk says, "V'yeser divrei Yoyakim v'soyav Yisav asha asha v'anim tzalav v'nim ksuv masef v'machi Yisav yudam v'yimach Yoyakim v'nay tachtav." So the pasuk says he did terrible to Avosov and Vanim Tzolov. My Vanim Tzolov. Rabbi Yechon Rosh Omer Achad Amos Shechak Hashem Avodas Chav Malamosai. He carved out the name of Avodas Zorah Alamosai on his Aver of Mila. That's what he carved out. So the first way is that he saw other to Avodas Zorah, he carved it out of Alamosai. The second shot is that it was like a bazoin. He carved Shem Shemayim Alamosai. So they asked him, why isn't Yaakov listed in the ones who don't have Alam Abba? Amalei, b'malachim lo yishamati. I didn't hear in the Malachim why he's not listed, b'adyoyta yishamati. But I did hear in the adyoyta, it's me'malo imonu es micha. Micha, there's something called Pesel Micha, and it's machlokes exactly what Pesel Micha was. We'll see in a second when we dash the pasuk va'ava bayam. But pe'malo imonu es micha. Why don't we count micha as one of the ones who don't have a chelik on Abba? Pe'sha pitoy metzui levet rachem, because he gave our bread to the passerbys. He gave our food. He gave our food. It's a big madrega. Shneim says the pasuk called oiv v'shav el avim. It's not a pasuk. There's no pasuk like this. But akapanim, we know that micha gave food to people. The pasuk says, "Va'ova ba'yom tzara." That over the yam went a tzara. V'hika ba'yam galim. Omer Biyechon is that psalish shemicha that went over the yamsuf. Now, what does it mean, psalish shemicha? So Rashi has two pshatim. One pshat Rashi says that when Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down the Shem Hashem and threw into the nilus to bring up the Aron of Yosef, so Micha came and took away that piece of metal that said the Shem Hashem, and he took it and he took that across the yamsuf, and with that he made the eagle. That's one pshat. So it means Ava Vayom means this tas shows off, this gold plate that said on Hashem Hashem. Lishtar Achvina Rashi says, Micha also passed, Taka made Avodah Zarah, and he brought with him across the Yamsuf. Tanya, Untana Brais, Ram Nelson, Amen, Megarov Lashiloi, from Garov to Shiloi is Gimel Milim, 3 Milim. Vaya Oshan Amaracha, it was very close. Shiloi and Pesel Micha's place, Garov was the place where his temple was for his Avodah Zarah, they were very close, they were 3 mil away. The two smokes we used to mix together. So Machash Rosh wanted to push away Micha. Leave him alone. He gives food to the Ivrachim. And because of this, we'll see what because of this means. Because of the Pesel Micha, the Anshpelegash we got Einish. The Anshpelegash gives a story where there was a Pelegesh that landed up in the area of Shevet B'Yamin, and they were mezana with her, and they killed her, actually. So there became a civil war. The other Shvatim went to war against the Shvatim, and a lot of people were killed. 40,000 people of the Shvatim were killed. So why did this happen? You know why? Because they were meicha for a Pelegesh. But Pesel Micha sitting there, no one's meicha. They don't care about Karz Baruch who's covered, but they care about Pelegesh covered. You make a big deal out of the Pelegesh Givah, which is a terrible thing. But you don't care about why covered? And because of that, that was the reason they got Shabbat Einish. It was a terrible war. 40,000 people got killed. Giving out food is a gewaldige thing. Shirchika, shtei mishpachos mi Yisrael. Two mishpachos of non-Jews cannot marry in. Even they cannot marry into Klal Yisrael. Why not? Because they didn't give food to Klal Yisrael. Shnemar, it says in the pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk says that lo yisavai amoini umaavi bekal Hashem. Why? Al devar es lo kidmu eschem belechem amayim. Because they didn't give you lechem amayim. The pasuk before says lo yisavai amoini umaavi al Klal Yisrael. Because they didn't give this. Because they didn't give food. Rabbi Yechon the day Omer, Rabbi Yechon says a broader statement that covers a lot of different aspects about giving food. But Rabbi Yechon the day Omer, that if someone who gives or doesn't give food is marachekes es akroivim, umekareves es arachoikim, umelemes anayim in arashom, umashchin al nevi abal, v'shigos al zodon. 5 things could happen from food. We'll show 5 different examples. The Mara says, marachekes es akroivim, matafo kufdam rav. We see that Hashem is marking the Kroivim, Ma'amu Namoyev. Amu Namoyev are Kroivim because they were nearby, they're right near Eretz Yisrael. Hashem is marking them because they didn't give food. Ma'karev Esarachaykim mi Yisroi, from Yisroi. Dom Rav Yechon, Mischar Kironu Lev Yechon Lechem. Yisroi told his daughters, bring Moshe Rabbeinu here, I'm giving food. Because of that, Zachu B'nei Balav Yeshu Lishkal Gazes. His children are sitting in Sanhedrin. Shneimer says in the pasuk, this pasuk is referring to Sanhedrin. Mishpacha is saved from Yerusha Yabes, Teresayim, Shevasayim, Suchasim, Hema Kinim Abom, Mechamas Avi Beis Rechem. And Keni is Ksiv Hasam, Vene Keni Chayisam Moshe, Ol Mirat Marim, Es Bnei Yehuda, Midba Yehuda Shemenegev. Arad, v'yachuzam. So you see, Clark, that Chayisam Moshe, Keni is Yisrael's family, and that's where these people came from, from Sanhedrin. Why was Eichad? Because of the food he gave him. Now, we learn with Haich means Rekroivim are Amna Mayav are close by, and the Rechoikim is Yisrael, was Midr, is a little further, and it's Makarav as a Rechoikim. Rashi first wanted to have a tzad that Amna Mayav means because we're relatives of Amna Mayav, Rekroivim, because they're from Light, and Light's related to us. So Rashi says it can't be, because then Midyan will be even more carved, because Midyan is actually an inical from Avraham Avinu, because Midyan is from Bnei Keturah. So it can't be, Rechaikim and Kroivim can't be relatives. So it means like this, that the food is Marchik, the Kroivim, Amon Moiv, who are neighbors. And it's Mekarev Yisroi, who was far away, Midyan was further away. Zot Gemara Vayter. So that's the first two of Yerbei Chanan. Mekarekes as a Kroivim, and Mekareves as a Rechaikim. Next, it says, "Ma'alemes einayim in Rasha Micha." We see Micha, who's a terrible Rasha, and the Malach wanted to kill him, but Hashem let him be because Pita Mitzuya. And that's also why he gets Elam Abba. He's not listed, at least, in the ones that don't get Elam Abba. U'mashu shchina nevi abal, mechaveiro shel idoi ha-novi. Tichsiv ahiyem yoshim el-shulcham v'idvar Hashem el-anovi asher ha-shivoi. What's the story of idoi ha-novi? Idoi ha-novi went to Yeravam ben-Avot to tell him a nevuah that he's going to get Einshim for making his Eglei Zav in Beisel. And Hashem told him clearly that go to Yeravim and on the way back, don't go a different way and don't stop to eat anywhere. Lemaisa Idoi left the Nevuah from Yeravim and he met one of the Navi Sheker and the Navi said, come eat by me. And Idoi listened and he went and ate by this Navi Sheker. As they were sitting and eating, this Navi Sheker got a real Nevuah from Hashem. And it says, "Vahiem Yoishem el Ashulchan, vahi dvar Hashem el Anavi Asher Yeshivay." Hashem came to the Navi that returned him, and he gave him the Nevuah and said that because Ida did not listen, he will be killed on the way home. And Taka Kachava, he got killed by a lion on the way home. So why did this Navi Shek get a Nevuah? You know, he got a Nevuah because he gave food to Ida. So you see the idea that it's Mashve Shchina Navi Habal. From the Chaveri Shal Ida Anovi, Chsev Yehem Yeshiv El Shulchan Vidvar Hashem El Anovi Asher Yeshivay. And then, lastly, V'shigga Sa Oile Zadayin, even a Shigga Sa Zadayin, Nom Rav Yehuda Merav, El Molei El Vo Yonison Ladovich, Shtei Kikris Lechem, which means he, Loshon Leviya, of walking him out, accompanying him. When Yonison took leave of David HaMelech, he did not give him any food to take with him. Why not? Because he did it for a good reason, because he was scared that they're going to realize he's trying to run away, and they're going to go after him. But Mili didn't give him any food, and he came to Noiv, he was starving, and he came to Shiloh, and they gave him lechem upon him. Because of that, Shaul HaMelech found out about it, because Dami told him, and because of that, Shaul HaMelech killed out the whole Noiv Yerakanim. Because of that, there was an Einus to Shaul, and Shaul's kids got killed. So really, Yonison got killed. Why? Because he didn't give lechem to David HaMelech. Il-Mali havo Yonison David, stay kirk his lechem, lo-Nehargah Noiv Yerakan, and Noiv would not have been killed. But lo-Nitra Deyagadayim, Deyagadayim would not have been Nitrad, he lost his lo-Yom HaBa, because he said terrible Lashon Hara. But lo-Nerak Shaul, and Shaul and his three children would not have been killed. Le-Maisa, they were killed because of this Avayin, including Yonison. So you see, a Shoigig al Zadayin. He got the Inish of a Zadayin, even though it was a Shoigig. He didn't mean it in a bad way. It actually was a good way he did this. They didn't give food to David HaMelech. But Lamaisa, because of that, this would have happened that he was starving and he got the Lechem upon him. Because of that, the whole story of Noiv Yerak Hanim happened.